Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report for Friday the 16th of September. I'm Charles Firth and with me today again is Andrew Hansen.
Hello there, Charles Firth. Yes, I'm in Melbourne. Which part of the world are you in today?
I'm still in LA.
Ah, yes, good for you.
This is my last day though. I will be heading back over the weekend.
Ah, you don't have one of those standby flights, do you, like you and I had when we tried to get out of LA and it took us about 2 weeks?
Yeah, that sounds like a disaster, and it was a disaster at the time. Mm. But do you remember how cheap that ticket was?
No, it cost about $4 or something, wasn't it? But then in hotel fees, because we had to book a hotel room every night for the next
and
2 years.
Do you remember that hotel room where, so the first night we tried to get out of LA, Andrew had come up with a plan to illegally import a whole lot of ice cream into Australia. Do you remember that?
Yes, of course. I was a big fan of, and still am, big fan of Ben and Jerry's, but you couldn't get it in Australia back then.
So Andrew had quite rightly clocked that if he checked his bags into the, like, checked it in with a whole lot of cartons of Ben and Jerry's, then it would be like at minus 50 degrees for the next 14 hours and would likely stay frozen. Right.
Yeah.
So it was, and I was just incredibly nervous because I'd never broken any rule in my life. And here I was traveling alongside a trafficker of contraband.
I should have given it to you to be my mule. My cookie dough mule.
Well, I feel like I ate so much ice cream during that trip that I was sort of a mule. I was 90% ice cream anyway. Yes. But then we got bumped off that flight unexpectedly. So we had literally about 16 cartons. Well, you had 16 cartons of ice cream that then was just melting. And I remember you going, well, we're just going to have to eat it all. Like there was no universe in this that it could go to waste.
You can't waste that stuff. That stuff is frozen meth. It's great stuff. Yeah. So we did. We managed to eat, I think, nearly all of it, didn't we, I think?
I think we ate an ungodly amount.
Yeah.
I remember that first motel because we never went back to that motel. Can you remember what was lying on the pillow of that motel that night?
I do remember it because luckily not only did I lie on it, but that pube went in my mouth. So it is burnt into my memory, yes. Yes. It wasn't as good as the ice cream, I can tell you that.
Yeah. So we lay down. It was a very cheap hotel. It was literally about, I think, $20 a night.
Yeah, well, it had to be because we had to stay in LA every night for so many nights because we kept getting bumped off these standby flights.
Yeah, we were already running out of money. And then,
Were we, like 19 or 20 years old or something?
I remember that you went and bought some, I don't know why you were hungry after all that ice cream. You went and bought, maybe this was on a different night. You went to a motel, you went and you bought some Chinese takeaway, but and you really wanted a fork, right? You went to the front office, the reception area of this motel, to get a fork. And the guy was eating his noodles. And so you asked for a fork, and then he just hands you his fork that he was eating the noodles with. This dirty fork. Do you remember
I don't remember that, but what a I'm so glad you told me. I actually don't remember that. But that does sound very much like what happens in low-cost motels in America.
Motel.
Like that, this is exactly the sort of thing that would happen in a cheap motel.
I remember another motel. It was during that period when we got there and the pillows were damp.
Damp pillows.
And you just, how do pillows end up damp? Like what's going on? Sinister fluid.
Yeah. Why are they damp? Are they have pubes on them or damp? Oh, it's probably the fork man. He probably had a night sweat sleeping in the room the night before or something.
Just in case you haven't been across the news in the last couple of weeks, the Queen has died.
Oh, God, Charles. What, did you know that? Oh, my God, that's big news.
Yeah, it's amazing. So just after the break, we're going to get John Delmenico, who's one of the Chaser interns, to chat through what's been going on in the Chaser newsroom and recount some of the... Because there's been a little bit of a backlash, and we thought this Friday episode might be a nice time to sort of reflect on the last couple of weeks of coverage.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
So if you want to get rid of those ads, just go to chaser.com.au/podcast and subscribe to our premium version that's ad-free. And there's also, we do put extra episodes in. We haven't this week because I've been in NLA, but we will put in a bonus ep early next week. So joining us now is John Delmenico. Hello. Welcome back to the show, John.
Hello.
How's everything going in Sydney?
Sydney is going... Like, nothing's happening, so it's pretty much as per usual, despite the Queen's passing.
Yeah, right. But my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, I've been talking to my parents occasionally, you know, from over here, and apparently the only topic on the news ever is just the Queen. Like, there's half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
How do you get rolling updates on the Queen being dead? Like, nothing changes. Like, surely it's like a one-minute story.
Well, so here's the thing, Charles. You're really overestimating how much story they're putting into these stories.
Right.
There was the breakfast TV, ABC News Breakfast at one point, had Michael Rowland standing outside of Buckingham Palace at night going, nothing's happened for the last 6 hours while the family's been asleep. But then not just going to a different story, just doing nothing for a few hours because the royal family was asleep.
Right.
It was gripping footage, I thought, of the sleeping royals. I mean, you're dissing it, John. I found the whole... I stayed up for that.
But what are the ratings like? Like, surely no one's watching it.
The only one who hasn't done rolling coverage was Media Watch, who has criticised the rolling coverage and pointed to the fact that from Saturday onwards, the ratings have been going down.
Oh,
because everyone's sick of the rolling coverage.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, John, who's guilty of some of this, I saw on Twitter, Dommy. Now, he's not with us on the podcast today, but Dom Knight, who's been hosting the afternoon's program on ABC Radio Sydney, he tweeted that he was devoting an entire show to pubs in New South Wales that are called The Royal. And
oh, my God.
Let's investigate it. We're going to have to ask him about it when he comes back to the podcast. So what did you uncover, Donny, about the royal pubs?
Yeah. Oh, the angles are desperate now.
Well, I know. I'm getting people knocking on my bloody door here because I live in Kingsville in Melbourne.
Did you see the one about the person who loved corgis?
We're going to do an episode next week of people who've once had a royal-related... crossword puzzle clue presented to them.
I think we should. I wouldn't stop there. I would also interview anybody who's eaten those biscuits that are called royals.
Royals, yes.
They need to be grilled.
I think you guys are going the wrong angle with this because, like, ABC recently did one that was somebody who likes corgis.
No
connection to royals themselves. They just like corgis and therefore are similar to the Queen in one way and therefore should get an interview.
Wonder if anybody drinks gin.
So you can go
does
that whole route
drink
as
gin
well.
In Australia?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, because she used to drink gin for breakfast. Well, actually, it's funny because I have, in honour of the Queen, been drinking gin for breakfast as well.
Good for you.
Actually, well before she died.
That's very respectful of you, Charles, to prepare for her impending death in that way.
So a few days ago, somebody from ABC Radio in Melbourne contacted me saying they were trying to work out how to cover the Queen's death. And they asked me to come on and talk on the topic of what topic would you be able to talk on non-stop? So that's the most meta coverage I've heard. Sort of. Well,
non-stop.
Well, it's not like there's anything else going on in the news, though, Charles.
Yeah.
They have to keep everything ongoing forever with the Queen.
They so must do. So you were on ABC Radio Melbourne, Charles, for how long? Like, how long did you talk non-stop in the end when you went on?
Oh, for about 5 minutes, and then I couldn't be bothered anymore.
Oh, so you it's hung like, up on the
non-stop. Yeah.
Really?
No, it was just like, what are the things that you would... What would you be able to talk non-stop on? Like, my answer was cricket. I'd happily talk about cricket forever.
Yeah, okay.
But do you have any passions, Andrew?
No, you know me. No passions. I mean, I could talk non-stop about Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
I
could probably talk non-stop about the flavours that I've experienced over the years and what I'm hoping for in the future.
Well, we'll cross live to you.
I remember eating a pint of wavy gravy Ben and Jerry's back in 1999, and that was an experience. I could talk at great length about that, but I won't.
And John, what do you like talking nonstop about? This is a terrible topic. See, you can see why I hung up after 5 minutes. It's a terrible. Anyway, so John, what we wanted you to talk about on this podcast today is the Chaser has been right in the thick of this coverage. And you, as the senior royal correspondent for The Chaser, have been up to your eyeballs in good angles. You came up with the best headline I think I've seen so far, which is the... Because the Queen's death happened on Are You OK Day. What was your headline?
Well, it was while she was... It was like when they announced that she was resting and comfortable.
Right.
We put out a tweet that said... Are You OK Day not going well at the palace?
She's great.
That did cause a little bit of controversy, though.
Yes.
I'm not sure how.
Well, it got the Daily Mail. It got the news.com.
It got Daily Mail, all the News Corp outlets. The Lad Bible were furious.
Why was Lad Bible?
Like, they were uncharacteristically furious. They used the word seething.
Lad Bible were. Really? Do they seethe about that? I didn't think Lad Bible was... the most sort of morally upstanding and woke account.
It was really bizarre because usually they love our stuff.
I think they're British though, aren't they?
Oh yeah, I mean Lad Bible Australia got upset, which is weirdly the bigger brand internationally.
Is it really? Well, Lad Bible does well in Australia.
But Lad Bible Australia does well overseas. Oh. It's like one of the top Facebook pages overseas, but in Australia doesn't do very well.
Yeah, right.
Which might have been why they really played into it. But it also became the story that like News Corp just threw into articles to try to get people angry and staying on the websites.
That's good.
So we're on like crypto. There's like crypto articles that mention what the Chaser said and all this stuff. News Corp even did an article trying to figure out who at the Chaser wrote that headline.
One of the Chaser writers writes about crypto for Murdoch. So I suspect that actually it was probably one of our writers who was anonymously also attacking his own work.
That night was really weird because, like, so it was the night of Gabby's last show of her debut run of her, like, tour. Mm. So we were all out to go drink with Gabby about celebrating her successful tour.
Yes.
And
you
then
mean Gabby
we,
Bolt? Of course. I mean,
Gabby Bolt.
People, you know, if people don't know Gabby.
Yeah, if you've forgotten who she is, she used to host this show and then went off to do better things.
Yeah, she certainly did.
Internationally. This is a very international.
Yeah, we all decided we weren't going to work.
Sorry?
We all decided we weren't going to work that night and we were just going to have fun. And then at like 10:30, we looked at our phones and saw the breaking news that they were flying the royals out.
Fantastic.
And so instead, we all just immediately started coming up with as many jokes as we could and then picking a few of them to put online.
In a traditional Chaser response, which is, quick, someone's dying. Let's make jokes about it.
Yeah, we also went through all of our old jokes to see which
ones
would not be too offensive if we repurposed them.
Nice.
Oh, how many did you have to discard for offensiveness, John? I mean, because I don't know. I mean, I'm not involved in this sort of online stuff. So do you have a bank of really tasteless jokes that you can sift through, do you? Ready to go.
The one that we were unsure about was an article that we ran last year that I wrote called Charles offers to put the Queen out of her misery.
Oh, and you thought
it's got a photo of him holding up a pillow to her face, which we thought if we reran that, that might upset people if she's actually. So we decided not to, which goes against the what the media was saying about us actively trying to offend people.
Yeah, no, we're just wanting
because we could have gotten worse.
People to laugh. That's what we're. That's, our only crime is comedy.
Yeah,
but there was a brilliant headline, and I don't know who came up with it. I don't know whether it was you or Cam, but the Prince Andrew one yesterday, which is because we were reporting on this podcast a few days ago that Prince Andrew has been given the responsibility of looking after all of the Queen's corgis, right? And so. You ran with the headline. What was the headline?
Prince Andrew to take the Queen's corgis due to his vast experience with grooming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
which
good.
Is a good gag. That is a solid gag.
Very solid. Very solid. Mm.
Thank you. I was hoping the Daily Mail would pick that one up, but they didn't.
Well, I mean, they're probably less worried
they've
about
they've moved
you
on to Meghan now.
Prince Andrew, to be fair, as they would be about you offending the Queen. You
clearly haven't read the articles.
Oh.
Both Daily Mail and news.com.au said that took specific offence to Charles making a joke about Prince Andrew being a pedophile.
Oh, they didn't like that.
Yeah, they didn't like that. And they didn't one of them say you can't publish those allegations or something? Like, there was some weird thing where they thought it was too offensive to publish the completely true allegations that he was...
Yahoo said it was too offensive publish Charles's response to the questions about why he made a joke about
That's
Prince Andrew.
That's because I can actually read out my response to them, which was, look, all I'll say is that we're devastated here at The Chaser to see a life cut short like this. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family at this time, and in particular to all the 16-year-olds whose job it is to consult Prince Andrew. And they didn't like that.
Well... That seems very harsh of them.
It feels like...
Mind you, the journalist then, he claimed it was unpublishable, but he did say, ha ha ha, I doff my proverbial hat, sir.
Oh. He was a British journalist then. He was a UK journalist.
Yes, he was a British journalist who also happened to be a 16-year-old boy pretending to be a gender... Sort of with the lilt of somebody pretending to be an adult.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
My favourite coverage of it was in the Australian's media wrap-up of the week or whatever. It was very strange because clearly some people on that team are fans of ours. And so they were like, there was a part where they referenced a joke that Gabby made months ago that the Chaser interns are all maybe living in Charles's basement and forced to stay there.
Really?
But they ran that as an actual allegation.
Oh, that's great. Huh? You know that can now be put on Wikipedia because now that allegation has now been appeared in the mainstream press.
Yes, it's a reference.
It's a reference. That can now be added to Wikipedia.
They also very methodically tried to come up with who their main suspects were for who came up with the jokes like, are you okay today?
Oh, and, really?
Did they?
Some of that. Where they were like, oh, the Chaser interns exist, but then they didn't. They didn't actually come up with whether and why it wasn't us. They just said it probably wasn't us.
What?
But then they were like, actually, if you had to guess which three people that they came down to and couldn't pick between, who would you guess?
Well, it'll be, who's got the reputation for being the bad boy of the Chaser?
Well, but it's also who wrote this. Do you know who wrote this article? Because some of them have beef.
Well, someone shared.
You know.
Yeah.
This guy very clearly has a beef with Chris.
Oh, he thought
that it was Chris. Oh, yeah, that makes sense because Chris would write something offensive.
Well, yeah. Well,
because he's very funny.
Could quite possibly be Chris.
Because they also laid out their thinking for each of these.
So, well. Okay, so Chris. It's
very detailed, isn't it? Very
yeah,
detailed.
This is.
I mean, they obviously don't know that. I mean, none of us write. I mean, it's all written by the Chaser interns now, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think anyone from the TV series writes any of the material. So they don't know what they're on about.
Exactly.
It was written by Jared Henry.
Oh, Jared.
No.
Yes. And the poor old Jared, he wouldn't know.
Well, he probably thought Julian wrote them.
Yes, he doesn't like Julian much, no. I don't think.
Yeah.
Weirdly, the thinking of who he doesn't like, who clearly he doesn't like, were the ones he was like part of how he was like, or so it wasn't them.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
The three names that he finalised on was either you, oh. Charles, you, Andrew, or Dom.
Oh. They're the three least likely people to have written any of this.
Yeah.
I wonder why he
That's
thought.
That's very odd.
Yeah, it was very. But the reason why I think he must have an actual problem with Chris is that his reasoning for why he thinks it wasn't Chris is that Chris is irrelevant. That was the only thing he said, is that Chris is irrelevant, really? Therefore it wasn't
it's
him.
Poor old Jared, he doesn't realise that nearly all of the TV shows, like about 70% of the script was written by Chris. but it just goes to show, Jared has never known what he's on about.
But ever. I like how he instead of, say, ringing us up and asking who wrote that gag.
I know, no, he's never done that. Which
you could totally do. Like, you could
easily do that,
Twitter, and I would say, John Delmenico came up with that excellent gag.
Yes, and he wouldn't have to theorise.
Yeah.
Well, like, also, weirdly, the fact that one of the people he rules out is Cam Smith,
the editor,
the digital editor, and social media manager,
who edits everything you do, John.
At least Jared knows Cam exists, though. At least he knows that much. I mean, Jared's.
Also,
I feel a bit sorry for him because I think he has an unhealthy obsession with the Chaser. I mean, the amount that he's written about the Chaser brand over the years is an unhealthy amount for anybody to write.
He recently called, a few months ago, he called Charles a middle-aged man who should stop with the childish stunts.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
As his headline.
Oh, right. Well, to be fair, Jared was saying the same 12 years ago about all of us as well.
And he's probably quite accurate.
Yeah, I know, quite fair. I mean, I agree with pretty much everything Jared writes, except for the factually untrue stuff.
Where does he write this stuff? What publication?
It's at The Australian. There's this, weekly media wrap.
Right.
That's, their answer to Media Watch. And it's really long.
Yes, right. It's so long.
It's
15
pages of just someone rambling about almost exclusively the ABC and the Chaser.
Has achieved the impossible and made a gossip column boring.
Yeah, he's the most boring gossip in the world. Yes, it's so long-winded. It's extraordinary. I remember poor old Julian once was stuck in an email conversation back and forth with Jared. It was one of the only times, perhaps the only time, that Jared actually contacted one of us. We were weeping with boredom, I remember, in the office at some of these lengthy emails that Jared was sending to Julian. They went for pages and pages and pages. And eventually Julian just sent back a one-word reply that said, unsubscribe.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Well, John, so are you going to be live tweeting the royal funeral or whatever it's called on the 22nd? Or are you going to take the day off because it's a public holiday? What's the employment situation there?
See, I kind of want to say I'm going to live tweet it, but then I'm also realizing nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
In my head, Ben Robert Smith being there means he might kick over a coffin and push it off a cliff. But, that's not going to happen. They're all just going to stand there and be boring.
Mm.
I think the only interesting thing could be if the FBI shows up because that's somewhere they know Andrew will be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Surely they'll arrest a few people who say accurate things at them. There'll be a few.
They won't like that. Yeah. They definitely won't like that. Like, there's any, especially if there's any non-white people who are, using this time to inappropriately talk about the monarchy, which shouldn't be talked about. At a time when the monarchy is front of mind in everybody in the entire world's brain.
And I love the people who are saying we shouldn't politicise the Queen.
No.
Even though she's the head of our political system.
Keep ugly politics out of this.
The actual head of our political system. Like, she embodies politics.
She's above politics because she's literally on top of all the politics.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think it's not too late, though, for the Queen to make a sort of James Bond, you only live twice style escape from the coffin.
Yes.
I'm kind of hoping that, you know, nobody noticing while people are distracted, she's going to leap out of the coffin, hopefully wearing scuba gear, and, you know, dart off across the English Channel to further adventures.
I will watch the funeral just in case that happens.
We can always hope.
I'll be disappointed if it doesn't.
Keep up the good work, John. And have a good weekend.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm sure, because my best part is I always also get to read all the news because of my job. So I'll get the exciting thing of what we've done wrong or what Megan has done.
Oh, yes.
That is bizarre.
We should get Megan on the podcast.
Invite her on.
To critics. Yeah, we will. Can you do that, John? Yeah.
I'll try, but a recent hit piece I literally just read is that she horrifically and disrespectfully paused her podcast until after all the funeral stuff's done.
Yeah. See.
News Corp is very mad that she's done that.
That's disrespectful.
Well, that's right. That's the only reason we've kept this podcast going is out of respect for the Queen.
It's so respectful to be doing this right now.
Yeah.
Maybe we should probably make some extra episodes out of respect, shouldn't we? I mean, to show true contrition and respect and grief, we should be podcasting more frequently.
It's what she would have wanted.
She would have wanted it.
Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll catch you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.